Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now move to House Bill 1087. I am the prime sponsor on that. I'm going to turn the gavel over to Vice Chair Napoli, and Mr. Chairman, with your permission, I'd like to pitch the bill from right here.
Representative Peters.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this bill is more familiarly, I can't say that word, is better known to us as the Cutler-Gabriel Amendment, which was established in state law about a half dozen years ago during the process when we revised the education formula for K-12 education in our state. Essentially, it is designed to equalize state aid to education with local effort. The bill before you is one that takes its time to work its way through the process, but we start it today knowing that when it comes back to us from the Senate, there will be different numbers attached to the various levies contained within this bill. The reason for that is it takes us some time during the legislative process to be able to determine what those levies were. This has been a very long, at times agonizing effort to equalize education funding in our state. This last year, we all know, we have discovered that there was a glitch in the system that caused a temporary rise in the property tax levies. We passed legislation as a body a year ago to try and take this over a two-year period to ensure that those kind of glitches do not occur in the future. The good news is that over the long term, next year and the years after that, the levies should continue to drop, which should give a great deal of property tax relief to the citizens of South Dakota. Again, what this bill does is it begins the process that we will eventually finalize towards the end of the session once we have the actual figures for the levies for the next year. And with that, I will conclude my remarks, Mr. Chairman. Stand by for any questions.
Representative Karius, I think we'll just go ahead and do questions on this, since maybe we'd better.
There's no opponents, I'll ask a question.
Okay, let me ask. Are there any further proponents to 1087? Are there any opponents to 1087? Representative Karius?
Just a real brief question, it's just for my own interest. When I came here, the point was made with Cutler-Gabriel that we would have a 50-50 split, and somehow over the past 5 years it's gotten to be more like 46-54 and then
correct
and so forth. Because this is already in statute that the state share should be equivalent to the local effort, how did it ever get out of whack? I've never heard a good explanation of it. Maybe you have.
I've heard an explanation. I wouldn't qualify it as good.
Is it that the statute isn't working properly?
No, I think the Cutler-Gabriel was designed to keep a rough equivalency of 50-50. In that respect, it has done it. What has happened over time is that, frankly, state aid has gone up, and we have taken more of the share of the burden for financing state aid to education in South Dakota. There's probably a couple of different reasons for that. Partly, we have been fairly successful in growing South Dakota economically. And as a consequence of that, there's just been more money available. And we've also done, I think, a better job in terms of equalizing the property tax rolls across the state. So it's been more of a natural phenomena, I think, rather than a flaw in the law. But the design of Cutler-Gabriel, rather than having an absolute 50-50 balance, was to have the rough equivalency of 50-50 and to ensure that property taxes did not, once again, as they did in the early 90s, exponentially rise, which ignited the property tax revolt in the first place.
Representative Karius, are you satisfied with that answer? Would you like to take another shot at it? Representative Jaspers?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. And just to kind of to follow on that, wasn't part of that, and if I'm wrong, somebody tell me too, the glitch that we fixed last year because of the switching years, you know, the calendar year versus the fiscal year of the state, where we would actually over-reduce the mill levies on property taxes every year. because the assessments go on a different fiscal year than the school years do. So we'd actually lower the mill levies a little too far due to Cutler Gabriel, and then we'd have to make up that difference with the state aid part, and so that's why it was starting to get out of whack. That's my understanding, anyway.
Representative Jaspers, that's absolutely correct. Cutler Gabriel, and Representative Peterson did a fine job of explaining it, was just to simply make the mill levy the same to where it balanced out at 50-50, and the mistake was made 2 years ago. Is that correct? That resulted in this 54-46, and so I believe next year you're going to see property taxes go up just a little bit to make up that difference. So I believe that's correct. Representative Carries?
Yeah, so is the explanation, and could be summarized by saying, because it's never been 50-50 since I've been here, and each year it's gotten further out of whack, and yet each year we go down to the penny in deciding the levies. And let me back up and just say one other thing. I've heard people say Cutler Gabriel is just the offsetting of the levies to lower them when the assessment goes up, which I don't think that's what Cutler Gabriel is. But I've heard even Representative Cutler say that. I think what Cutler Gabriel is just keeping the state and the local effort in line. So can it be said that if the state share has gone up, that we were just not very good at adjusting levies on the local effort side of things? Because even if you did have good growth in economic times and the state share goes up, these levies should not, I mean, they should be equivalent. I mean, they should be able to be made so you have a 50-50 split, unless, of course, you're not good at estimating them. And Representative Jaspers, and I'm familiar with that discussion too, maybe that's the explanation, is that we're just not very good at hitting the mark on the local effort side, unless somebody else, I'm just wondering.
And I believe, Representative Karras, that's exactly correct, because Cutler Gabriel is totally designed to keep that mill levy in equilibrium. So, Representative Olson.
Mr. Chairman, I think, too, part of this discussion is part of the disparity or discrepancy or whatever in the figures is the state doesn't pay 50% and property tax doesn't pay 50%, even in a perfect world, because you have some districts that have tremendous property wealth, and so they get nothing, and others that don't have any wealth at all that get lots, and then you have some who take advantage of federal funds, 874 money, and so forth. And so when you're trying to get that exact percentage, those factors come into play as well. And so when we're talking 52-48, of course, and you know and I know, but for the people on the internet, we're talking about state averages, because I went through this and got calls, well, my God, we're not getting 52% from the state because our property levels are so high. So I think that's part of it as well. It's difficult to calculate what impact those other local fluctuations are necessarily going to have.
Representative Brown?
Well, as one who wrote, at least with others, the original school aid formula, I think that the fact of the matter is that we come up with a state number, you take out local effort, you get the difference. That difference is impacted by a number of other side issues on funds, and there really was never an effort to try to make it 50-50, because it's a misnomer to say, or for people to think, that what's happening is that the state pays half of every student cost in that school, because some get the full amount, some get a special small school formula, et cetera, et cetera. So by the time we catch up with these two different dates that Representative Jaspers was talking about, we're trying to get to a close estimate. I know we don't want to have a rehistory here of all this, but it's a very good question, and I think we need to understand it's not going to be 50-50. And you have to get Scott Peterson involved in the Revenue Department, and then we really do get into a discussion about it. Yeah, well, we can get too anal, but the bottom line is, this is needed, and we need to send it to the Senate.
I think maybe that might be a good subject for an intern to get everybody's feedback on this, and then we'll just pass it around every time this comes up, so we'll have everybody's different input. If that ends questions, is there any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Peterson.
I move to pass.
A second.
We have a do-pass motion by Representative Peterson and a second by Representative Dick Brown. Any comments on that motion? If not, the Secretary will call the roll.
Brown?
Aye.
Doudlow?
Aye.
Donovan?
Aye.
Ecarius?
Aye.
Wensky?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Jaspers?
Aye.
Junkie?
Aye.
Michaels?
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Capoli.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
13-0.
That motion has received a unanimous vote by the members. That will go to the floor with the due pass. Thank you. I was just hoping for a consent.